welcome to this week's X-Ray, and I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite matches to look at because this is a time in wrestling that no one has ever duplicated, and I doubt anyone ever will. It was in Toronto, Canada, February 6th, 1977, where Harley Race defeats Terry Funk for the World Championship. Now, what makes this so unique is Harley Race is the only man in the NWA history to defeat two brothers. He defeated Dory Funk Jr. first in Kansas City, and then he defeated Terry Funk in Toronto, Canada. In this match, it's classic Harley Race and classic Terry Funk, which means everything they do is pretty much fundamentally sound and with the basics. With that, it's a World Championship match. One fall, we're going to watch right now. We're going to join this in progress, but anyone who has ever seen or had the opportunity to see Terry Funk in his prime will appreciate this match. But it's the simple body language. Every movement they do in the ring isn't wasted. And their storytelling is incredible. Terry Funk moved unique like no one else at that time or this time, quite honestly. Harley and Terry had a history from way, way back when they first started in Texas. And the rivalry lasted for as long as these guys were wrestling active. So here's the championship match. Terry Funk is a champion at this time. And Toronto had an interesting ring with the aprons. Gosh, they looked about 3 feet past the ring ropes. So it could be a 22 by 22 ring. But you notice that knee. Terry drops on Harley and gives him a chance to sell it. Terry sells in return, sells the knee. These guys were both left-handers, both southpaws, and they both just did things on the fly a lot of times and went on reaction. The majority of their matches were called in the ring. Watch Terry how he sells these open-hand chops, headbutt, grabbing on that top rope. Look at his footwork. Look at his body language, the staggering, the arms, the movements, the throw a punch, swing and a miss. And this is instinct, body language. Terry moved the way he felt he should move, and it all added up. Notice the kickouts by these guys as well. But Harley Race and Terry Funk were two of the premier athletes, two of the premier wrestlers, I would say, going through the late 60s, 1970s, even into the 1980s. They changed their style a little bit, but during this time, late 1977, they are doing everything they can to make it look authentic. And that was a pretty cool move right there where Harley went for a side slam and Terry countered with a head scissor. Simple move, but you can get the most out of it if you watch the body language. Look how Terry's feet are locked and he's coming up on his right elbow, bringing that left leg up and really working over Harley's ears. It makes sense. You're not just sitting in the hole. Harley's selling with his legs. Watch his feet. Watch the movement. There's no such thing as a rest hold. And even though it looks like these guys aren't doing anything, look at the subtleties. Again, the left leg comes up. Terry's going to bring it up and right on that ear. Harley sells it. Terry does it a few more times. They're going to figure a way out of it here in just a minute. But back in this day and age, holds meant something, and the guys worked the holds. That was an interesting move where Harley went for a pin, and Terry brought him over for a short pile driver. Harley's left hand is out, showing he's still alive, showing he's still selling. Selling what's happening. And Terry's doing the same thing. But the people were educated to this was a punishing hole. A leg scissor. Work on the head. Work on the ears. You get a cauliflower ear from it. And now Terry figures it's time to move. And a nice spin on the eyes. Again, telling that story. Now, both Harley Race and Terry Funk had these blood baths during the late 60s and 70s. And they knew each other's movements, where all they had to do was walk to the ring and feel it. That's what a lot of people aspire to do, and it takes a lot of time. But Terry was born in the business, and Harley had been around the business his whole life as well. Now, again, Funk is outside as the champion, trying to come back in. Harley's not going to let him back in, but just one shot to the turnbuckle, and Terry's going to sell. Nice snap mare and a knee. Harley wants Terry to sell it. It's his turn to go to the top. And again, a big slam off the top rope. Means something when you sell. Both guys. Terry again is the champion. Harley is the challenger. Letting it breathe. Letting the people see what's happening. All right, Terry's hold is the spinning toe hold. He's going to work on Harley's leg, which everyone is educated to as well. And he's going to go for his move. This is it, because people know if Terry Funk gets that hold locked in, it could be over. Simple as that. The whole people were educated to and knew that Terry used as his finish. But Harley keeps jabbing the eye, punching him in the eye, and won't let Terry get that hold on all the way. Nice counter by Terry as Harley went for the suplex. That's again, showing that the challenger is vulnerable this time. And watch Terry again go for this spinning toe hold. The way he walks in or goes into it from the headlock to the hammerlock, reaches down, grabs that leg, and people know this is it. If Terry gets it cinched in, this is it. Won't have a chance. But watch this cool move by, again, Harley and Terry again. Harley's now going to count it. Once again, it's not how many things you do, it's how you do what you do. This is a simple move where the man who is in the headlock just picks up his opponent's knee and brings it across his knee. Too many guys do it and rush it, but Harley didn't. And this also sets up for what they're doing next. Harley has now put Terry into the Indian deathlock, and this is another one of Harley's moves that people know. If he got this locked in, he could win. And Terry's not ready to give up so soon. Terry's a world champion. He's a fighter. He's fighting his whole life. Harley beat his brother in Kansas City. So Terry Funk's not going to give up without a fight. He's swinging. He's trying to get out of it. And watch as these guys start rocking here in a minute. Harley goes back. Terry comes up. Harley goes back. Terry comes up. And he's selling. Both guys are selling. Harley is selling the hold. Terry's selling the hold. Watch. Harley goes back. Terry comes up. Finally, he's writhing in pain. I think it's the referee who's going to call it and say, no more, no more, no more. You didn't see Terry wave it off, but you see the referee wave it off. Therefore, I guess the referee figured he didn't want Terry to go through any more damage. A win by Harley Race. Titles changed hands. History's been made. The only man in National Wrestling Alliance history to beat two brothers, Dory Funk Jr. and Terry Funk. Toronto, Canada, did a lot of title changes over the years, but this one, with all the historic implications, he's going to follow Harley Race's whole career. And Terry and Harley will wrestle again. In fact, on another edition of X-Ray, we're going to have the opportunity to see the rematch between Harley Race and Terry Funk in Houston, Texas. Catch it next time.